Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Our first major story spotlights the Arch User Repository, or AUR, which is once again grappling with a significant wave of malware attacks. This surge has prompted administrators to temporarily lock down new user registrations while they reinforce security protocols and review contributor verification processes. As many Arch users know, the AUR thrives on community engagement, but this openness presents unique challenges in preventing the infiltration of malicious software. This recent wave is a stark reminder to users to scrutinize PKGBuild files, maintain updated antivirus tools, and be cautious with package installations. The Arch team's quick response, pausing new signups and strengthening their review board, is designed to rebuild trust while they patch vulnerabilities at the root. Moving on. If you pre-ordered the Modular Framework 13 Pro laptop, there's news. Shipments have been delayed until July, as manufacturers tackle complications with touchpad and display components. The Framework team faced production setbacks tied to the new batch of replacement screens and trackpads, which didn't meet their internal standards, and have chosen to prioritize quality over a hasty rollout. While frustrating, the team's transparency and commitment to replacement guarantees is reassuring to customers who rely on repairable, modular tech. Shifting gears to kernel development, Kumar Kartikeya Dwivedi has introduced the concept of coroutines for BPF programs, which was a much-talked-about highlight at the 2026 Linux Storage, File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit. By allowing BPF programs to be expressed as coroutines, developers can now write more readable, maintainable, and long-running BPF tasks with less hassle. This marks a notable leap in BPF flexibility, especially for tracing security and performance monitoring tasks within the kernel. Next, FreeBSD joins the growing movement to integrate artificial intelligence in vulnerability detection and remediation, an effort supported by the Linux Foundation's Alpha Omega initiative. This project brings automated scanning and intelligent patch suggestions, aiming to reduce human error and speed up the response to new threats. The partnership signals a future where proactive, AI-driven security could become the norm in managing critical open-source infrastructure, making FreeBSD safer for users and developers alike. For desktop fans, KDE Plasma 6.7 has dropped with a suite of improvements, while anticipation builds for Plasma 6.8, set to expand support for multi-monitor environments and debut a KDE-style, more consistent color picker throughout core apps. These updates speak to KDE's engagement with users, responding to long-standing requests for a smoother desktop experience and smarter multi-monitor handling. Sticking with the Linux desktop, Kernel 7.2's adoption of the IOMAP framework brings dramatic enhancements for the XFAT file system, benefiting anyone transferring large files with USB sticks or portable drives. Faster, more resilient operations on removable media are especially welcome for users who regularly shuttle data between Linux systems and other platforms. Alongside this, the NTFS driver in Linux 7.2 has been overhauled with improved hardening, robust handling of Windows native symbolic links, and fixes for lingering data corruption bugs. These changes should make running mixed OS environments less risky and reaffirm Linux's ongoing commitment to snappy, reliable file handling, regardless of where your data comes from. One of the most talked about graphics drivers of the week is the open source NVK Vulkan driver, which now offers experimental deep learning supersampling, better known as DLSS, support on NVIDIA GPUs. Although it currently requires users to activate it via a secret debug variable and comes with known bugs, it is a major milestone for open source gaming on Linux. The move puts NVIDIA users closer to parity with Windows in-game performance, while also opening doors for the Linux community to test, report issues, and help shape future DLSS implementations. Turning to workplace news, three Amazon employees have filed a civil rights complaint over alleged retaliation linked to their advocacy for environmental regulation in Seattle, raising concerns about freedom of speech and management's tolerance for activism. The complaint underscores questions around the tech giant's policies and whether employees feel empowered to engage in social responsibility efforts without fear of reprisal. Meanwhile, the Norwegian Directorate for Education has announced restrictions on the use of generative AI in elementary schools, so that foundational learning and hands-on skills remain front and center for primary students. This stance reflects a broader debate about the role of AI in education worldwide. Should digital tools supplement or supplant core learning? And how do educators avoid over-reliance on AI at the expense of curiosity and independent problem-solving? The KDE community continues to push rapid improvements based on feedback, with a special focus on stability, usability, and accommodating multi-monitor workflows, all in response to community-driven bug reports and feature requests. It's another sign that open-source desktops evolve not just through code, but through active dialogue between users and the developers listening to their needs. In sadder news, Bobby Prince, the game composer heralded for his work on the Doom franchise, has passed away, prompting an outpouring of tributes from the gaming world. Prince's memorable soundtracks helped define the energy and atmosphere of classic games, and his legacy will no doubt resonate with players, developers, and musicians alike for years to come. For those hooked on high-end workstations, Barco's AMD-powered MXRT graphics cards are finally getting first-class Linux driver support, breaking out of their Windows-only silo at last. The new drivers optimize multi-monitor handling for professional setups like radiology workstations and media production, empowering Linux users to leverage Barco's cutting-edge display technology in ways previously out of reach. On the security front, the Paradigm Shift team has uncovered an unpatchable boot-ROM exploit in certain Apple devices, drawing attention to persistent hardware vulnerabilities that can't be fixed by software updates alone. The exploit is especially dangerous to users whose devices may be physically accessed by malicious actors, as it provides a potential entry point for permanent, device-level compromise. Users are reminded to safeguard their hardware, monitor device access, and pay attention to Apple's security advisories, especially for legacy devices where hardware flaws can outlive official support cycles. Back in the Linux world, systemd version 261 has landed, bringing fresh features like an instance metadata service and a powerful storage management CLI tool, StorageCTL. StorageCTL in particular simplifies disk management, letting admins query and modify storage devices more easily, which is great news for anyone managing complex fleet environments. In regulatory developments, the European Commission is set to designate both Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure as gatekeepers under the Digital Markets Act, marking a turning point in cloud industry oversight. This classification could force these major platforms to open up, making interoperability and data portability real priorities, and giving smaller cloud services a fairer shot at competing. The policy, if enforced, would enable customers to shift workloads more freely and foster innovative cloud solutions while reining in potential anti-competitive practices. Also making headlines, Linux 7.2 brings an all-new AMD Audio Coprocessor, or ACP driver, designed to boost audio performance and stability, especially on Zen 6 CCs heading to desktops and laptops later this year. This new approach overhauls the underlying design, promising lower latency, more reliable audio streams, and easier maintenance for both developers and end users. In the world of gaming, Honor of Kings Plus 2.0 is going live in India, featuring the new hero Devara, and a reward system aimed at embracing the growing Indian player base while fostering grassroots offline communities with local events across major cities. The rollout demonstrates a blend of digital innovation and on-the-ground community building, as mobile esports continues its explosive expansion into new territories and demographics. And finally, the BMPS 2026 Grand Finals have kicked off in electrifying fashion, with Divine Gaming securing the day one lead, and IQOO Reckoning Esports making back-to-back wins that caught everyone by surprise. The leaderboard is already shifting, early favorites have stumbled, and the energy around this year's finals feels like a milestone for competitive mobile gaming, particularly in Asia. The blend of upsets, high performance, and growing audience engagement is positioning BMPS as a premier destination for both aspiring teams and enthusiastic fans. To sum up, this week's open source news highlights a blend of innovation, security vigilance, corporate responsibility, and vibrant community participation, all underscoring the open source ethos of transparency, adaptability, and collective progress. Whether you're a sysadmin, a developer, a gamer, or an advocate, these stories reflect the ever-evolving landscape we share. Thanks for listening.